For months, it's been unclear if the Mesa Verde detention facility in Bakersfield would stay open. There's a state law that many thought would shutter the facility after its contract with the local government was set to expire today. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez is here to tell us why that isn't happening. So, Monica, ICE recently released a statement saying Mesa Verde will stay open at least for another year. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the company that runs Mesa Verde, the GEO Group, they had a contract with the city of McFarland and ICE to run this facility. But McFarland pulled out of that agreement in December, and the contract is set to expire today, actually. So instead, ICE is directly contracting with the GEO Group, citing what they call unusual and compelling urgency. And so because of that, ICE doesn't have to go through what is called a competitive bidding process. So federal law requires government agencies to have a period where companies can bid for these contracts, and it's a way to make this process more transparent and more fair. But ICE is able to go around that process for now because of the unusual and compelling urgency that they're citing.
So, okay, they're saying unusual and compelling urgency is why Mesa Verde needs to stay open for now. What about this situation for them is unusual and compelling?
Yeah, that's what it looks like for now. So a competitive bidding process, this takes time. And in these documents that I submitted, they're explaining why they don't have time for this process and need Mesa Verde to stay open in the meantime. So I says if Mesa Verde were to close, the 400 people inside would have to be transferred. And they're also saying that some of these detainees, they have medical conditions, and if they had to be transferred, it could result in what they called serious injuries. And so ICE also says transferring all these people would be an unnecessary, like, serious financial burden.
What about SB 29, that state law that's supposed to limit collaboration between ICE and local government and also law enforcement? Shouldn't that have stopped Mesa Verde from continuing to operate? I mean, doesn't the GEO Group need to have a contract with a local government agency?
No, the GEO Group doesn't necessarily need to have a contract with a local agency. That's one way to do it. But SB 29 stops any city, county, or local law enforcement agency from going into new contracts with for-profit detention facilities like Mesa Verde. So SB 29 doesn't stop for-profit facilities and ICE from contracting with each other. So in this case, it seems ICE and the GEO Group still found a way to contract with each other.
What ICE is doing, are you saying it's still completely legal?
That's more complicated, and it gets really murky here. So I talked to Liz Martinez, and she's the Director of Advocacy and Communications at Freedom for Immigrants, and that organization, they helped draft SB 29. She says the legality of this is unclear, you know, because of the unusual and compelling urgency that they're citing.
What is that unusual and compelling urgency? The only urgency that we see is that they're just trying to push the administration's anti-immigrant agenda and line the pockets of private prison companies. It has nothing to do, you know, with the well-being of the individuals detained inside. And which was interesting because ICE even went as far as to say that relocating individuals would have resulted in, quote, serious injury to those individuals with serious medical conditions when the facility itself was found to be deficient in regards to medical care, according to ICE's own Office of Detention Oversight. So that argument does not hold because if they truly cared about the well-being of detained individuals, they would have released them a long time ago.
It's also important to note that Mesa Verde didn't look so good in the Attorney General's report on immigration detention facilities that was released last month. So in the report, it found Mesa Verde was only compliant with 4 out of the 16 national detention standards. And they found, you know, deficiencies in food service, medical care and phone access.
What does ICE or the GEO Group have to say about all of this?
The GEO Group, they referred me to ICE when I reached out to them for comment, and ICE only gave out a statement that said that they don't want to disrupt the operations going on at Mesa Verde right now, and they don't want to have to relocate all of these people detained inside. And this contract is a $19 million contract, and it's set to expire a year from now.
Monica Velez covers immigration here at Valley Public Radio. Thanks for keeping us up to date on all of this.